Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dope Black Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Dope Black Dads Podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Howell. And I feel like this particular topic, it has been made for me. Now, again, caveat, preface, I am a lot earlier in my fatherhood journey than some of you that will be listening. You know, my daughter is only nine and a half months old as I record this. So I appreciate I'm not at that point where I'm having to do school runs, nursery runs, you know, taking them to multiple activities in the evenings after school and after different things like that. I appreciate I'm not there yet. Some of you might even be homeschooling, so you've got that as well that you're going to have to be balancing when we talk about this topic. So I appreciate I'm not there yet. However, the reason I say I feel like this topic's been made for me is because I'm busy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really am. Sometimes when I explain to people my different commitments professionally and voluntarily, and people go, well, where do you find the time? And I think, actually, sometimes I don't know how. But we're going to talk about how today. You know, I run two businesses. You know, I volunteer with a charity, as I've talked about in previous episodes, the 100 Black Men of London. I'm trustee of another small charity. I chair a couple of boards. You know, like, I'm a governor of a primary school. You know, I also have a particular brand that's almost becoming another enterprise that I'm building as well. That's all about being able to kind of unite, empower, and see the Caribbean diaspora kind of feel more connected to the Caribbean itself. So I'm doing all these different things while seeking to be not only a great father, but also a great husband, currently engaged, but we're getting there, a great husband. And then you've got wanting to still be an active member of your extended family, an active member of your wider community, of course, maintain friendships. So you've got all these different things going on now. Me personally, to start, the way I kind of look at it in terms of being able to set boundaries, I guess, is I actually do explain to my partner, unfortunately I've got an amazing partner who agrees, there are effectively four entities that exist within my household, let's call it. And what I mean by four entities is not the people, because right now it's just me, my fiance, and my daughter, but what I mean is there's Lewis. There's Lewis is an entity, and everything that comes with Lewis. Lewis's dreams, goals, ambitions, interests, needs, wants, commitments, which includes the professional and the voluntary. And then there's my fiance, and there's all of her needs, wants, goals, ambitions, dreams, commitments, which includes the professional. That's the second entity. Then you've got the relationship between me and my fiance. That itself is an entity which requires investment, requires focus, requires attention, requires care. What are the needs, goals, wants, dreams, ambitions for the relationship? And therefore, what are we committing to? And then there's parenthood, which again, what are we investing into it? What are we committing to? What are the needs, goals, wants, dreams, ambitions, etc.? Responsibilities that come with being a parent. And if we can start to look at it like that, we can automatically start to see where, as much as they are technically four separate entities, there are going to be times when there are things that overlap. You know, one of the things that we slept on in school was the Venn diagram. Imagine you had those four entities and started to see where things overlap. You can start to see where there's opportunities to kill four birds with one stone sometimes. Kill four birds with one stone based on just mapping it out on a Venn diagram. So I'm not going to lie, I would get as practical as that. I would genuinely grab a piece of paper and draw four circles, allow them to interconnect in certain parts. So you've got basically a four-part Venn diagram. and then map out those needs, those wants, those dreams, those goals, those ambitions, those commitments that come with each of those entities. And appreciate not every person listening to this as a father might be in a relationship with the mother of their child, but if you are someone who at least is co-parenting, then you still have a relationship there. So there is still a circle to complete. Do you know what I'm saying? But by starting there, at least we can start to have a picture of the approach we want to take to balancing our different commitments, including work and being a father. Now, I also said I would talk about time management personally, and I know not everyone's a fan of this. I have a highly detailed spreadsheet that I made in Excel, and it literally just starts from 6 a.m. in the morning. To be fair, sometimes I'm putting in things that are before 6 because there are more days than I probably foresaw back in the day when I made it that I'm up before 6. But let's say I started from 6 in the morning right through to midnight. Yeah, with a view that usually I'm going to be in bed by 11. But the truth of the matter is, on a Sunday, I sit down and I plan my week. Every minute of every day is accounted for. Does that mean that I never am going to have chill time and downtime? No, but it's just that I allocate time for it. I allocate the time when I'm going to have chill time and downtime. Do you know what I mean? And I will block that out. Now, for some of us, we might need 2 hours a day for that, 3 hours a day for that. Some people might only need an hour a day for that. Some people might only need, you know, a couple hours closer to the weekend, but Monday to Thursday, for argument's sake, they don't really need chill time and downtime. They prefer to put all their energy into doing their work, doing family, doing fatherhood. That's fine, but I account for every minute of every day. What time am I going to wake up? How long does it take to get ready? How long am I going to work out for? How long does it take to travel to, whether it's work or to meetings, if you're someone who, you know, doesn't work from home? Okay, how long does it take for you to do things like a little bit of cleaning in the house, have lunch, spend time with the family? How long are we allocating for that on different days? Some people may hate that because they feel it's too rigid. But I'll be real, I've got a partner who, for our whole relationship, which spans 7 years now, hated it when I used to open up that spreadsheet on a Sunday because it's color-coded, everything's planned, it's like there's no spontaneity. Since we've become parents and she's approaching going back to work very soon, suddenly now she appreciates the importance of a spreadsheet like this. My thing is, like, I appreciate you want spontaneity, and that's cool. Spontaneity will arise. No one's saying that you have to stick exactly to what you put on the spreadsheet. Things will change, and that's okay. But the truth of the matter is, if you get even 80% close to it, do you know how productive, progressive, effective your week will be? If you've already allocated, this is where I'm going to have chill time with my child, and this is actually even the activity that I want to do, you're now looking forward to it. But also in your mind, you know, okay, it's this time. I want to make sure that I can be at this place for this time because that's what I've committed to. Versus, yeah, I think I'll do something on Thursday. Then you let things overrun and then you don't do something meaningful. When you say Thursday, 5 o'clock, I'm doing this. For whatever reason, you're just even more productive at work. Suddenly you're leaving work at 4:58, making sure you can then be on the move to be able to go see your child, meet your child, do whatever it is. Go see your partner, meet your partner, whatever it is. You know, do your thing for yourself, your self-care stuff, you know, go play sports or go take that long walk or go hit the gym or go get that massage or whatever it may be. Yeah, but you're intentional with it because you've already allocated the time for it. When you've already allocated time for things, you start to realize that all the things that you let overrun, all the things that used to take you 3 hours because you wasn't intentional about saying I'm only going to spend an hour on it, suddenly you're getting done quicker. You're more focused on the task because you know there's something else to come. Doesn't mean you rush things, but you will start to find that you move so much more efficiently. And personally, I find that to be so helpful.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And as I said, you plan to stick as close to it as possible, but things will happen. Strategically, what I try to do is the work that I have to do that's most important, and I'm saying this from obviously business owner standpoint, but even as a professional, I'm sure most of you are in a position where you can see your work plan in advance, regardless of whether you're doing a more office-based job or something more practical and more, let's say, manually based. It doesn't matter. You kind of know what's on the agenda for you before a week starts. So if possible, try and put the things that are the most important earlier in the week. So in that way, if things do start taking longer than you expected, if what you planned for Monday to Wednesday really needs to get done this week, but it takes until Friday and you've had to do it across multiple days, that's fine. But you've still been able to say, well, doing the best I can Monday to Wednesday is taking a bit longer, but I can still do family because at least I'll have that stuff done by Friday. So the stuff you plan for on Thursday and Friday are things that in your heart of hearts, you know, if I get to it, bonus. But if I don't, I can do that next week. And that's what you think about from a work standpoint. So that way you then don't have to put your family second per se. You can still keep them as a priority during the hours that you've allocated. And communication between you and your potentially partner. But even actually, because we're talking about balancing work and parenthood, fatherhood, even communication with your employer. You know, I love it when I see, and I think we are in a time now where so much more employers are understanding of the fact that we are humans first, and then we are professionals second. So therefore, there are a lot more employers who are willing to let you have the conversation and say, listen, I need to work flexibly. I need to be able to come in after the school run and leave at the point to make the school run, and then I'll do a little bit when I get back home, or I'll have maybe a day where someone else is doing the school run and I'll work longer that particular day. Like, no one says that it has to be that you do your 37.5 hours a week or whatever you may have contracted at certain times. As long as you get the 37.5 hours a week done, or in some cases even you get the 37.5 hours a week worth of work done, which, you know, some might take some people less, which is fine. Some employers might be like, listen, make it work, man. You've got a family, prioritize that, do what you need to do. But if you don't have that dialogue, starting with, let's say, a line manager, you know, and then getting the support from HR is in terms of understanding that, you know, if you don't start to do that and have that dialogue and have the confidence to say, well, actually, hold on a second, I'm going to be more effective in this workplace if I feel that I'm able to maintain my responsibilities as a parent. So why wouldn't you have the conversation? A good workplace is going to want you to be able to thrive as a parent so that way you can come to work with a clear mind, feeling good about yourself. And if they're not willing to support that, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do, but that really is an opportunity to question, is this the best place for me maybe? Or can I make a change? Now, I mentioned it earlier, but you know, you might be the one who's saying, today I'll do the school run, but then on another day, it could be your partner, could be somebody else, another family member, potentially another parent that you trust or a friend, you know, thinking about just sharing parenting responsibilities, full stop. Not even just the school run, but things like preparing your children in the morning, preparing your children for bed in the evening. You know, you might be that person who said, I'm gonna work, then do the school run, then have a couple hours with the kids, and then I need to jump back on to doing my work. So that's the evening when, you know, somebody else does the evening routine of getting the kids ready for bed. So you can crack on with doing a 2-3 more hours worth of work before you go to bed. Similarly, you might be someone who says, I'm not gonna work out every day, but I wanna work out 3 days a week. So those are the mornings where you can't do the morning routine because you're gonna be in the gym. So how do you have that conversation and share that with other people, which could, as I said, be your partner? But the truth of the matter is, unless you start to be intentional about what it is that you see as a great approach to your time, a great approach to your week, you're not even going to be in a position to be flexible and adaptable. Because some of you might be sitting there going, Lewis, man, how do you maintain flexibility? Because things happen, you know, your child's going to change their mind about wanting to do something, or something's going to get cancelled, or you might get a call from the school, and then suddenly that gets in the way of what you planned. I'm not saying that won't happen. But what I'm saying is, if you're sporadic to start with, if you don't have the intention and the plan to start with, if you haven't been intentional about how you want to use your time to start with, how can you even go when I get that phone call, okay, cool, well, actually, that's going to mean I'm going to need to stop doing what I'm doing for the next 3-4 hours. So that thing that I was going to do here, I'll move to here. This, I'll push back altogether. You can't even do that if you didn't have an intention to start with. Flexibility and adaptability actually is made easier when you already have some level of structure. But we have to be intentional about that and be realistic about what's possible for us. Can't do everything. And that communication with not only our employer, but our children, our partners, other people, about what we can and can't commit to is important. If we say yes to too many things, we say we can make so many things work, we're going to end up letting someone down. And as we know, if we do that persistently, if we do that consistently, that can get in the way of certain relationships and dynamics. So being able to say, you know what, I can't commit to this because I'm doing this, the likelihood is you're going to have respect from the person who you said you can't commit to, but even more appreciation for the person who knows you've made them a priority. So we need to be realistic about what's possible for us. And that aligns with not only what's possible for us time-wise, but also what's possible for us energy-wise. You know, sometimes we just don't have the energy. Like, I'm quite honest with my partner as much as I can. If I've got a day where I'm genuinely coming home tired and I just need a moment, I'm not going to lie. I don't really have the energy to have big conversations with you this evening. I need to be able to just sit down, eat food, and just have some time to me, for me. And even if it's just for the first hour of me being in the house, I don't need the how was your day right now. I don't need the, oh gosh, remember when we was talking about. I don't need the, okay, so we're meant to be doing this soon. I know all of these things feel like priorities to you, but I just don't have the energy for it right now. Please bear with. And even just me having that moment is a version of self-care as far as I'm concerned. I mean, my main self-care is going to the gym every day. My main self-care is being able to maintain things like my mindfulness and meditation every day. Do you get what I'm saying? My main self-care is about being able to have, you know, I'm a man who loves soca, but every few months being able to go to a soca event in order to be able to just feel like I can connect ancestrally and just release stress and all of that. But even just those little moments in the evenings are part of that. But then similarly appreciating that actually I can't do that every day because it's unfair to the entity that is the relationship. Going back to where I started, it's unfair to the entity that is the relationship for me to not want to engage with that dialogue. So yeah, you might have had a long day, you might have had a hard day, but what can you do to come home and be in the mental, to be in the mind frame, I should say, sorry, that, you know what, you're going to have to leave some of this at the door, because what the entity that is the relationship deserves, what the entity that is your partner deserves, is an opportunity for really good dialogue this evening. So balancing work and fatherhood is not easy, but listen, we can go about doing it effectively if we're using these different strategies, using these different approaches. So with that being said, this has been another episode of the Dope Black Dads podcast. I've been your host, Lewis Howell, and I'll see you on the next one.
Dope Black Podcast.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.